Hi there, it's Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and this week we're in the boardroom at the Chronicle office looking at the old pictures of the editors from way gone by, and I've been having some lovely recollections from one of Oldham's most popular musical entertainers, Jimmy Semple. So it's great to meet you, Jimmy. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to meet you, Simon.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. Now, we've already had a chat about some of Jimmy's memories and some of the bands he's been in and some of the places and venues he's worked at over the years. So I'll ask Jimmy, we'll kick off by asking you how you first got into the music scene, Jimmy, because you've been into it for a very long time. It's the early 60s. So can you tell the listeners how you first got into your music? I think it was around about 62, 63 time.
That's right. But I think it came together a little bit more when I was at school, Waterloo School, when I was about 14, and my mate, Sid Stuart Davis, and a lad called Sam McLean, we decided to put little skiffle groups together for the Christmas concert. We only knew two songs, and we got them together. We just had one guitar, one snare drum, and we did the two songs. We must have done them four times over the night. So that was my first live performance.
Yeah.
Lifetime friend, Stuart Davis, he was the one with the musical instruments. So,
Where was that first performance at, Jimmy?
Waterloo School.
At Waterloo School.
In the gym.
Does it seem like kind of yesterday? Is it one of them?
It does. Yeah, happy times.
Yeah, good stuff. And obviously you went out and did all the sort of church halls and things like that, I think.
Yes, St. Michael's, St. Mark's, St. James's, All Saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you went on to enjoy performing with a number of bands, namely, well, that was, you got in with Brent Rogers and the Druids to kick off with, and then you went on to the Falcons and the Clue, but obviously, you were just sort of enjoying yourselves playing at the weekends all across the Northwest.
Yeah, it was great.
What was the sort of standout memories? Was there any standout memories, or was it just one big happy time?
Well, every time you did St. Michael's, it was like a proper concert. It was piped, and the audience really responded to you.
Yeah.
And it was a great time, St. Michael's especially.
Yeah.
And St. Mark's Glodwick on a Saturday night. That was another great venue. St. James's, all good venues, all the youth clubs that we did at the time.
Yeah.
All well, loads of people in all the time.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah, yeah. And you did, as well as singing, you did a bit of drumming at the same time, I think.
I did. I took the drums up in about 69 when I was resident singer at the Sands Club for Mr. Lenworthy.
Right, which was later, for the benefit of some of the listeners, it was later Dreamers Club.
When I picked the drums up.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah. Great stuff. You also went on to play with Capricorn.
Yes.
Alongside the father of Craig Gill, who went on to be the drummer in the Inspiral Carpets for some of our younger listeners. Just tell us a little bit about Capricorn, because you said about you were one of the first bands to feature a guitar synthesizer.
We would have been one of the first bands with a Roland guitar synthesizer, and we did some great stuff. Good instrumental stuff to Carter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it went down really well. And we had three great harmonies.
Yeah.
And it was a good all-round sound. We did well.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. And you you kind of learned a lot from just going back again. It was just to go back to the sort of 60s and 70s, you learned a lot of your craft from going over to the Astoria Club, didn't you, Jimmy?
Definitely.
Can you tell the listeners about some of the sort of escapades and some of the bands that you and singers that you saw there?
Well, I remember one night going in and to see Long John Baldry's Steam Packet, and they used to have a guest singer, and the guest singer on the night, believe it or not, was Rod Stewart, and that's the first taste I had of Rod Stewart, and I was well impressed. Which took me into the blues, I think, really.
Yeah.
When I heard Long John Baldry singing and the Steam Packet, it was just a different music than I'd been doing, and I wanted some of it.
Yeah.
So
I
moved on a little bit from there.
Yeah. Rod Stewart, you said he struck you straight away, didn't you?
Oh, Rod Stewart, yeah. I was also very lucky to see Jimi Hendrix
live. Right, yeah.
And my ears have never been the same since.
And what was there? You were sort of hobnobbing with Tom Jones briefly as well.
Yes,
I think he said.
Me and my mate John Sheridan, we called in the Duke of Edinburgh. Tom was on at the Prince's Ballroom, and we were just having a pint at the bar. And this big handsome fella walked in, and of course it was Tom Jones.
Yeah,
so we had a quick chat with him.
Yeah.
We thought we might get a free ticket off him, but no chance.
Okay, good stuff. So all this was seeing these world-famous acts at the Astoria, which is obviously just further up from the Chronicle office on Union Street. Seeing these must have inspired you to sort of keep going with your music, and obviously you're still doing a bit now, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Small Faces, the Paramounts, which turned out to be Procol Harum eventually.
Yeah.
Great bands, good vocalists.
Yeah. And you flirted with a bit of recording yourself as well, you tell me, Jimmy, when you was in a band called Kelly. Just tell us about that. I think it was the one and only recording you ever did, I think.
Yeah, that was on record, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. Well, was it a single?
It was a single, yes.
Called?
I'm Talking to You.
Right.
And it was co-written by two fellows out of Freddie and the Dreamers, which was Roy Crewdson and Bernie Dwyer, the drummer. And Roy Crewdson was on rhythm guitar with us. I had Jack Wood from Rochdale and Terry Flynn, great bass player and lead guitarist, and I was on drums and singing. It was a great band.
Mm.
We travelled all over. We travelled Yorkshire, North East, Scotland.
Mm.
We did fantastic.
And all,
but the record didn't seem to take off. And
yeah. But, I mean, it was helped along by some... you had some quite favourable airplay and stuff, didn't you?
We did, Tony Blackburn.
Yeah.
Played it for a week. We'd be travelling up to the North East, and we were told to put the radio on in the morning. The record will be played.
Yeah.
And, of course, when we got up the North East, we'd set up at a club, and people would say, you've got to follow the guy who was on last week. He was fantastic, and that was Shaking Stevens.
Right.
So we just followed around.
Yeah, yeah.
With Shaking Stevens, of course he went on to bigger things. But
yeah, yeah. Do you kind of wonder why perhaps it wasn't more successful than it was, that single, Jimmy? Because I think it made about 103 in the charts. I think you said it,
yeah, but it then dropped.
Yeah, yeah. But do you wonder why? Maybe.
Maybe not enough money more behind it.
Right.
You have to have money behind records all the way through, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So obviously later in your career, or, you know, in the last sort of couple of decades, you've been chiefly emceeing at various clubs.
Yeah, Compere, yeah.
Yeah, you and comparing, obviously, you was Compere at Stanley Road Club in
Chadderton
for 24 years. So you must have sort of enjoyed that thoroughly until it sadly closed earlier this year.
It was a great time, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down there, yeah.
Did you, what was sort of highlights at Stanley Road then, for instance? There must have been
good bands on.
Mm.
One or two good comedians, you know.
Yeah.
Colin Paul and the Persuaders.
Yeah.
Different bands, really, rock and roll bands. They were all good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just good times, nice people.
Yeah. And you've always kept your hand in, haven't you? You've always, I mean, you still,
course.
Yeah, you're still doing a little bit, I think, now, aren't you?
Yeah, I do a few pubs now and again, and
yeah,
I am resident on Sunday nights, comparing at the North Shad Social and Bowling, Burnley Lane.
Yeah, that's at the top of Broadway there, I think,
that's
isn't
right.
it? Yeah. So yeah, so it's been a very interesting life in the music business, you know, and you wouldn't have had it any other way, really, would you?
No.
Have you ever managed to be able to do it professionally, Jimmy, or is it...?
Yes, I was pro for the last 20 years.
Yeah,
full-time for the last 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good stuff. So, okay, then, well, I would suggest perhaps people go and see Jimmy in action at the North Chad Club anytime soon, and we'll maybe catch up with him again in the near future, so... So you still do a little bit of singing as well, I think?
Of course I do. Yeah. That's what I do. I do a full show with backing tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
All the stuff, all the numbers I like, and it seems to go down okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a great pub, the Tommy Field. Mm. Entertainment six days a week.
Yeah.
And you can catch me at different clubs, Lees and A, 3 C's.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, on that note, I think we'll sign off. So Thanks very much for coming in, Jimmy, and we'll see you again soon.
And thank you.
Cheers, thanks.